Welcome in. Let's open some tabs. Andre, how are we doing today?
Great. You know, how are you?
Doing okay. I'm Jude, by the way. I don't think I've been on a podcast, so this is my first time. We're going to be breaking some logos because this is what we do with our lives. But so are we just going to get started on it?
Okay. Are you going to explain how the ranks are going
to
work?
Do you want me to do the intro?
No, I got... He's still talking about the intro. The intro's over. We finished the intro. But, Shit, I don't know why I can't.
S is going to be the best.
Yes.
Meaning
S
there's...
superb.
Meaning there's nothing
F
that needs...
failure.
Meaning nothing
F
needs to be done
suck.
With it. F means stop what you're doing. Just redo the entire logo.
You suck.
Guys, send help.
And then everything in between is everything in between. It's like, yeah. So we can get started.
What's first?
We got Canon.
It's kind of confusing me because...
Why is it confusing you?
I didn't think it was going to be that logo.
Why?
Because I thought Bic was on top.
No, I literally told you I was changing it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, so.
I mean, I have mixed opinions about the Canon logo. Obviously, I love it because I love Canon, you know.
This is not not advertisement, by the way.
One thing I don't love, no offense, Canon, is like the A, the little dot in the A.
Well, you got to show
the
them.
Line here.
Or you could just add it in post.
They're literally going to see it in post.
Well, he's gonna add it onto the camera.
Okay.
Yeah. Right here, spacing here. This one's even here. These ones have like weird little edges. I don't know. It feels not unity. No unity. Don't love it. I'd throw it at like C mainly because it's recognizable.
C for Canon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Canon event.
I didn't even get to talk about that one.
Oh, sorry. What did
you it's
say,
fine.
Sir?
No, it's good. It's great.
All right then. Jude, you rank the next.
Yeah,
rank the next one by yourself.
Google. This is wonderful. Google.
That's Chrome.
That's actually Chrome.
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 Sorry, my bad.
Chrome Dome.
Same company though, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Different marketing strategy, but same company.
Same person, different shit.
Yeah. Same person, different day.
Sure. We'll go with that.
What do you think about this one? I like it. I just don't like the gradient. I know it's very subtle, but I don't know. I feel like since everything else is flat, I feel like and then you could see a gradient on the yellow as well.
I'm gonna be honest.
Unless
it might have been the printer.
Unless your printer sucks, Zane.
My printers might suck.
Yeah.
I think it was the printers. I think they're supposed to all be flat.
Yeah. Well, still. I think that would be my only issue with that. I mean, besides that, it kind of gets a point down, though, because they really put out their colors and what they do just because you can tell that Google and Chrome are together because of what certain colors they use, because Google always has those, that
red, yellow,
blue.
Green, blue.
Yeah. Always has those specific colors. Yeah. So
where would you put it?
I would give it an A since you can. I would give it an A. What would you give it?
I was thinking B, but you do you.
Why?
Well,
I was thinking B too, but I think.
Would you say like high B, low A?
Yeah, sure, but there's no mid between.
I mean, I can put it at like the very end. It's like a high B, low A.
Just put it
wherever he wants.
Just put it in A.
In
I,
A?
I have to do Canon, so.
Let's put it in A.
I think I see what it is. Facebook.
I'm gonna be so for real. I hate the Facebook logo.
It hasn't changed.
Like, why is it off to the right?
It hasn't changed,
why?
Has it?
It's slightly changed.
Barely.
Yeah, it's barely changed, but it's slightly changed before.
Also, every time I see Facebook, all I can think of is Meta, and I'm the biggest hater of Meta.
Like, I know the blue used to be much, much lighter.
Yeah, like forever ago.
Yeah.
We are Penn State. That's all I get from that color.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't love it. For me, Facebook can go straight down to F.
For Facebook. Facebook, F.
Yeah, I didn't mean
Facebook.
To do that twice in a row.
No, it is really bland. It's.
I'm not a fan. Never have been, never will be.
No, yeah. Only good for Marketplace. Here you go.
Yeah, only good for Marketplace.
That's it.
And if you're really lonely,
facts.
Dating.
Not even.
That's one of the worst dating ever.
I don't touch that.
Dude, real quick, stop and start the recording. I just want to make sure that we don't just have it in force. No, for that. All right. You can sit down now.
Your turn.
Oh, yeah, it's my turn to grab that logo.
Oh, Riri.
Oh, Ford.
See, okay, time out. Tell me this. Why does every company that starts with an F always have blue? Facebook, blue. Ford, blue. Funny to you, blue.
Ford Motor Company, I don't know. Like,
just me?
I can see it.
No, you're right. Ford is weird. I don't like Ford mostly because I'm a Chevy owner, but I don't like Ford. But
I drive a Kia.
Yeah, well, I still don't like Ford.
Okay.
No, I just don't know. It is really bland. It's just like Facebook.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing different about it, or nothing changed about it. Their font is a little something, but that's about it. But it's like,
if it were
you
me,
wouldn't know what that says at all.
If it were me, I'd like, say it looks, E for because
I just turned. Yeah, I guess that's true.
At least they tried to give it a shape and pick a font.
Yeah, and a border.
Yeah.
And give it a little bit of a
Facebook border. Through a square.
Okay, we'll throw it in E. It's okay.
An E.
It's eh.
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 Could definitely use some work.
Yeah, D is for don't mind. C is for could
Ooh.
Do better.
Nintendo.
Ugh.
I like Nintendo. I like that their font or text still looks a little retro-y-esque.
It reminds what's really nice about it is it reminds me of the one it's the one controller that's literally, it's just like a box. You know what I'm talking about? Or like it's
not a Game
and
Boy.
It has like a red buttons
yeah,
on
Game
it
Boy,
and
no,
stuff.
Not a Game Boy. That's square. The one after that?
No, it's a console. It's a Nintendo console.
NES, SNES,
yeah, that one.
It's one of those.
Shaped,
I don't
like
know, but it's what's nice is you can connect it to that. Like I can connect that to that.
I'll never forgive Nintendo for the Virtual Boy though. Virtual Boy was something else.
I don't like the Switch 2 just because they don't give you full ownership.
Love the Switch 2. Hate the ownership thing, but come and try and take it from me.
They just won't sell you other ones. Oh, they can also sue you, too.
Okay.
If you don't give it back.
Go ahead.
Well,
you know what happens? I pay the settlement. I tell them, hey, bye.
I don't know what to say.
Anyways, for me, it's a B. I like it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I would say B.
All right, Drew, next logo.
Oh, that's a B.
Oh, I fucks with that company.
Nvidia.
Yeah.
Graphics.
Graphic cards.
Like Nvidia GeForce RTX 3060.
Like when you're building your own gaming PC, you need parts.
That is the main graphics card company.
Shout out to the CEO of that company. He quite literally said that he's a billionaire. He does not mind paying U.S. taxes. I think last year he reported paying $1.8 billion. He's like one of the highest taxpayers in America, lives in California. He does not try to do all the loopholes and evasion like most business owners.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I get confused. Show me the logo again. Like, what is that swirl part? Is that supposed to be an eye?
Oh, no.
No clue. Honestly, no clue. And I've said this before on some of my personal socials. I'm like, your brand does not need to represent exactly what you do. It just needs to be memorable.
And I would say that's memorable.
See the issue? No, not for me. I couldn't remember what this was. I didn't know.
What, do you have a PC?
Hear me out.
Exactly.
Hear me out, right? If I show you
D.
You would put that in D.
If I show you this logo, what do you think?
Oh, that's different. That's I don't know what it is. Apple.
Okay, but what is it? What do they do?
Makes phones.
Okay, but they didn't put a phone on there for their logo.
No, that's true. I didn't know what it was, though.
Facts.
Because I don't own it.
But if you didn't know what Apple was.
I guess that's true, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I would
it's
say
up to you guys, because you guys actually
would say, I would say it goes in, like, high C, low B.
I do not own this. I don't own one. I don't own a PC.
You actually might.
No, I don't.
They may have parts that they sell to companies.
Do you have a gaming laptop?
No.
Do you have any laptop?
No. I do. I have an Apple laptop.
Apple does.
Yeah.
Their own
thing. Okay.
Yeah. Apple's their own thing. So C. Put that one in C. All right. If you want to grab the next one, then.
Oh yeah, it's my turn.
I mean, if it's iconic for you guys, you can put it up higher.
I no, but I like. C's fair. Yeah, I think C is fair.
Oh, PayPal.
PayPal is good. It's very simplistic.
Honestly, I ain't got much to say about it. I think it's average.
It's just more blue. It's just more blue. There's so many companies that use that blue.
Yes.
There's Ford, Facebook.
Penn State. I don't know. It's middle of the road. Honestly, for me, it'd be D.
Now that's the same with going with Canva and Nintendo. Canva and Nintendo use a similar red, but at the same time, Canon, not Canva.
I was like, what are you talking about? They're also Canon, blue.
Sorry, my bad. Canon and Nintendo, they use a similar red, but like since as how do you say that?
Nvidia.
They use a green that's similar to so-called like Xbox or Chrome green.
No, I definitely get the Xbox vibes.
That's what it got me. Game like I understand it because it gives gaming. If that makes sense, but.
Oh no, it's average. You pay a pal. It's fine. PP.
I want to move Chrome down to B.
Why?
Because.
Okay.
If you want to move it down, we can move it down.
Move it down because Nintendo, I think, is better. Just by a hair.
Where do you want to throw this one? D?
Yeah.
I would say D as well.
Throw PayPal in D.
Have PayPal. Don't ask me to pay a pal. Sorry, PayPal.
I don't use PayPal.
That was funny. Haha. Q laughing.
I use Venmo. I don't use PayPal.
Feel free to put that in post. Thanks, people.
Oh, I have like the stock laugh sound.
Hey.
InDesign.
Would you even consider that a logo?
I don't know.
I would say.
I don't know.
Me not saying no, but I don't know.
Because if you look up like Adobe logos, that'll show up as well.
You can use every single app. Then you can have Adobe Illustrator, Adobe Photoshop.
Tell me Illustrator's in that pile, and tell me Photoshop's in that pile.
If it's not,
it is. Photoshop and Illustrator are in there.
I was gonna say if they're both not in there, this should not be in there then.
If they're in there, I'm telling you right now, I'm probably gonna rank all three of them the same because it's the exact same thing: a dark color, a light color, and a letter.
Now, what's good about it though is they do get confusing sometimes.
No, they don't.
Photoshop, like I get Photoshop and Procreate.
Lightroom and Procreate, but Lightroom.
Premiere Pro. Premiere Pro.
That's PR.
Yeah, PR and then
Premiere.
P-S,
Photoshop. S.
What I'm saying though is I still get it confused because they both start, they're very similar looking. First, the one's just a darker shade of blue, and the other is a lighter one, but they both start with P. It's like PayPal, but if you split it apart, and then pow.
Me personally, I find it very satisfying.
I'll give that to you because you also use more. You use InDesign more.
I find it very satisfying because I think if I'm not mistaken, there's only 16 plus different apps. And they're consistent minus color across them. So it just looks satisfying when you can arrange them in like rainbow order.
Right. And I mean, don't all the other like Adobe programs, they have like the capital letter and then the lowercase?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought.
That's why it's hard sometimes if I'm, if I'm looking over, and like just scanning through it, I'm more looking for the first letter, like the big letter, the capital letter, not the second one. Just because I'm like, bam, Photoshop, you know.
I'm more looking for like the color.
Yeah, but Photoshop and Premiere Pro are.
I just take the thing at face value. I look for ID and design. PS, Photoshop, PR, Premiere, AI, Illustrator, not AI.
I mean, you personally, where would you put InDesign? I would say I'd say it's C, simple.
Now that's going to be for Illustrator and Photoshop.
Oh yeah, the second they pop up, I'm slapping them up there.
Oh yeah, we can just slap them right on there. See, we see them.
Really talk about them.
There you go. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Let's see what's next.
Hey yo, I love this app, Instagram.
Instagram, it's really good.
I love it. C.
When did they change?
Not C, sorry, S.
It was never that gradient though, wasn't it? I thought it was something else.
An actual camera.
It was a legit camera.
That's what it was. It was an actual camera.
Mm-hmm.
That one was cool too, but this is one of the only logos that I think did a gradient really well.
Mm-hmm. What's good? Here, can I see it? Thank you. What's good with why I'm glad they changed it? Because Instagram for me, it never really looked like Instagram. It looked like the photo app, like your camera app.
Yeah, that's why I think...
kind of the point on Instagram, you post photos.
Well, I know, but at the same time, though, is people could just get confused with just literally taking photos.
But I think that's also why they changed it to that. Yeah,
that's why I think that's why I think their change is such good. Or so good, not such good.
And I mean, the gradient is so iconic. If you remove the camera icon, you can tell what it is. Right away what it is. Yeah. I would say that's like high A, S.
That's an S. I definitely think S. No room for improvement.
Yeah, I wouldn't say to change anything, honestly.
No need for improvement. No room. No need.
What do you mean, no room? They already hit the roof. They can't go higher than S.
S plus.
My God.
You want to choose the next logo then?
There's S plus plus.
S plus plus.
Plus plus. I don't remember what that's
for. I can't even grab that.
Bruh, use them grippers.
It's just my fingers. Intel, is this another, like...
computer company?
If you don't know what Intel is,
I know what Intel is.
I was about to say, if you don't know what Intel is...
computers, don't they? Laptops.
They make computers. They make
parts that Intel
ships. Okay. They're another... Yeah, they make parts as well. They also do, like, graphics, but they also do, like, processor, memory.
They've used their...
There's too many companies with the color blue.
They use their They use their font really well. Because it really does put out like it really does put out techie.
Yeah, I would say
that's the same with Nvidia. Nvidia's font is pretty good too.
I do have one nitpick.
That's fine. So, it's not I didn't make it.
So you see how it's like a swoosh the whole way around?
Yeah.
This comes around and comes down here. These are in line at the very bottom, and it curves upwards. So it looks like a J. Motion. J's go this way.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Come on, Jude.
Yeah, I know.
I wish they would have did the same thing with the top of the letter I was around it up at the top. So it looked like it was still following the motion the way it was supposed to. Mm. So like, for that reason,
connected.
For me, it would be an E. An E or a D?
I would say D.
I'm going to give it the D.
You're going to give it the what?
Not like that. I'm going to give it a D, though, so because I think it's a little bit better than Ford's, but just because it lays out a foundation of what it's supposed to be.
What's
Ford
next?
Ford is good. It's
Why are you looking at me like that?
Bro's trying to represent.
Oh, no, it's horrible.
Oh, no, okay.
Horrible company, horrible place. No, I'm lying.
So if you want me to be honest, I was trying to find logos, and I couldn't think of one last one, so I was just like...
This is not their logo.
That is their logo.
That is not their logo.
It is their logo.
The logo that's outside of your store right now does not have a clip there. It has a clip somewhere else.
It's in the L because they don't change it. If you go to, like, the State College one, it has that.
Okay, well, if this is their new logo, then I'm straight up putting it F because the old one at least had typography. And had
yeah, that's the new logo. That's their new logo. They literally had, like, a whole video. They had, like, a whole video. Just to show them changing the logo.
The paperclip as the paperclip, the staple as the L. It was way more creative.
Yeah, it was way more creative. I won't lie, it was way more creative.
You want me to pull up the old logo for you?
No, I know the old logo. I've been to Staples before.
That's fair.
Nah, that's like
way better.
That is way better.
Show the camera. Yeah, now it's like it's much better.
Now we could also put that up in post. But right here. But
F. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's yeah.
Go back. Redo. Command Z.
Like if I took a
see what I did there.
If you just took a picture and just put it next to what you're trying to talk about, like PlayStation. No, that's not a good one. What's a good one that has like
typography?
Typography, yeah.
Why don't we find out when we go to the through the logos?
Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah, this is F.
Yeah, I would say it goes in F as
goes
well.
Goes on Facebook. It's poo poo. Sucks.
Caca. Caca.
Un vaso con pipi. Un vaso con caca. You know what that is? If you don't know what
Steam.
That is,
Steam. Yes. What a great company, by the way.
Mm-hmm. It also has blue. Just Steam want to point is. That out.
Huh?
It also has blue.
It does have blue, but it has a gradient. It has a really soft gradient.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what even is the thing on it?
That's the issue.
I think
issue.
It's like a gear, like mechanisms that move. It, and produce
it might
steam.
Be. Mm-hmm.
Think of like a train.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yes, that's
steam.
What it is. No, it's a train wheel. That's what it's doing. Cog. It just spins the train.
Cog is the word.
Because this will push down and then it goes around.
Yeah. And it's very, I'm pretty sure they've never changed their logo.
Shout out to the big boys.
Yeah, and they blew up too.
Yeah, it's blown up.
So,
like, that's where most games are uploaded. Go.
So, that's why I think this is very iconic, because this is iconic for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
B?
I would say
I'd
A.
Give it a B.
I would say high B, low A.
Okay, yeah, but I literally had to tell you guys that was a tire, not tire.
Yeah.
A piece of a train.
A train wheel, yeah.
Again, it doesn't have to be identifiable, but I feel like the object itself should
be identifiable. Yeah, I would say B.
We go B, because B is for not too bad. Target. I mean,
I mean, it's simple, straight to the point.
I give it an A.
I like it. They made the dog. It was like on his eye and all that other stuff. They use it in
Bullseye?
Their marketing on their
ads. What his name is?
Is it?
Yeah, it's Bullseye. That's
why.
Okay,
great. Yeah. Bullseye. A for Bullseye, you know?
I'd say
A for Bullseye. I think their marketing was great because for Bullseye, having the legit thing on his eyeball.
I also did a project in college where I had to like collect. I can't think of the right word right now. We'll use collect. Collect a bunch of ads. Comprise a bunch of ads together that were a nice cohesive brand. And I did Target, and I got Bullseye. I got their logo on their storefront. All of their ads, they had headphones. There was like a red thing on the headphone, and then white and the red. Like it was clean.
It was really good. Yeah. They execute things really well.
It's refreshing.
Same as their commercials, like with their commercials, with how they do things. Sometimes like the one summer ad, whenever they did like the water drop, and it was just into one of the carts. And whenever it did that, it did the Target.
And plus, it's another like iconic kind of red for a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Target. Yeah.
Like literally, as soon as you go in Target, the most color that you're gonna see is that red.
Yeah. It's just really good. It's really good.
Ooh, Netflix. Okay. I like their original logo though.
I do like
their original logo.
They
made it simple, but I do like their original.
I like that logo, but yeah, I also like the original.
Why can't I imagine
because it's the black. It's the black and bold with the white with the white letter text.
Was it all in?
Background.
Was like all the letters in all capital? I thought so.
Yeah.
Oh, this one.
Yes. I like that one just because that was iconic.
What does the old one look like? Oh, yeah, that.
You know why? That's iconic because it reminds me of a movie theater.
Yeah,
that's what movie theater text is.
Yeah, but.
This is good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying I like their old one because it reminds me because it's literally shooting out movies. That's kind of what destroyed movie theaters.
True.
So.
See, but I kind of like that like they had the position to destroy movie theaters, but then once they already finished them off.
Oh, they went simple. Yeah, no.
And then movie theaters started to come back.
And then.
Like movie theaters are becoming more popular again.
Yes, they are. Yeah. And then small
like
creators
the
too coming out
when
into
you log
movie
in
theaters.
To Netflix. When you log into Netflix, like on your TV, and
oh yeah,
does
whenever
that,
it zooms
does the
in,
zoom in with
yeah,
the,
and it's
I do like
thing.
That.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't know. I would.
That just reminds me also of the Marvel logo, though. Whenever it starts of a movie,
yeah, I would
Have
say
you ever
that goes.
A Marvel movie.
I've watched so many, but I can't remember the intro.
And they do the like where it's like the superheroes and the text.
Yeah, we're like because
really
they're going through the letters,
but they're flipping through a comic book too, aren't they?
For some, depends on the movie.
Yeah, it depends on which one. But I would rate this
I would
a
say,
B.
I would say B.
I give B. I like their iconic. I like their other one. If it was their older one, I'd say A.
God, I hate this fucking logo.
Oh, God. What is it?
X.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Just why?
F.
Same.
Yeah, I don't
mostly,
like it.
Mostly because
I still
Twitter,
call Twitter
was good.
Yeah, I still call it Twitter as well.
Twitter.
On Twitter, you posted tweets. Like it had branding. It
and plus, why is one line just like an actual like
open
rectangle?
Spot?
Yeah.
You want listen, man. I would say ask the guy that made it, but to be
because what
TBH,
he did.
Did you see what he named his kid?
Yeah.
I think he just likes fun shapes and symbols and.
You could do this too. Here, look. Well, I mean, like just like Project X too. Like their project for Mars.
Oh.
SpaceX and stuff.
I don't know. I put it in F.
Well, yeah, I would too. But I mean, what all they did was get off your phone.
I was looking up this Project X.
Oh, it was just
and even if you still put it in twitter.com, it still takes you to X.
Yeah.
Correct.
All they did was just put a white border and then because this probably has a black border on it. If I'm being honest, or a black stroke on it.
I don't know. I would
like imagine if it did. I bet you it does, because this is a lot thicker.
I can recreate that in less than 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. There's like There was no need to change it.
No, so it deserves an F.
Like, literally, I think like a week into buying Twitter, he decided he wanted to change it.
Fuck that logo.
Oh, Ups.
UPS?
Yeah. Ups.
I call it Ups. I think it's very iconic.
Ups is very iconic. I call it Ups.
T-strong.
It is Ups. UPS. So you spell it right? Ups.
More like oops. I got return shit all the time when it comes from UPS.
Why? Because of their... So their shield really doesn't...
Shout out Staples when I go there.
Their shield really doesn't go off there.
I don't mind the shield. It's fine. I think there's better logos for what they do. Like, well, like for the FedEx shield, has like the arrow.
Yeah.
Like, or like Amazon has the smile for good service. Like, what is UPS? Shield for protected, but every time I order from them, something comes damaged.
That's what I'm saying, is their shield doesn't really stand up to their...
Yeah.
Like, plus, they're shipping standards.
The shipping can be expensive too.
I mean, I don't care. See, for that price though, it should be protected.
And it's not
good.
What colors do you think it is?
It gives me like brown Adobe Illustrator.
I was gonna say
it gives me the Adobe Illustrator colors as well.
True.
Yeah.
I'd say
I was gonna say D because I was gonna go below InDesign.
I'm saying E because I have a feeling there's probably other shipping companies in here. If I had to guess.
That's honestly can't remember.
I'm going to not rank. No. I have some tweaks about other shipping companies.
I mean, we can always go and change it later. Like, we did that with Chrome.
Yeah, that's true. We did. We dropped it from A to B. Chromadome.
Walmart.
I freaking hate Walmart. I'm sorry.
I cannot believe they spent how much money just to slightly move these closer together and make them a little bigger.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
That was ridiculous.
I don't like Walmart. Sorry, Walmart, but I don't like you.
I don't remember.
You make me pay my taxpayer dollars for you to build where you want to go. So I don't like you.
That's what they do. That's a whole tangent. We don't need to go down.
That would be another podcast episode.
Yeah. I don't want to get.
It's recognizable. I'll say that he didn't have to put the words on there for me to know it was Walmart. So
I mean, it is very popular.
Maybe a D at best.
I mean, yeah, because sometimes they'll have like the name beside the logo. Sometimes they'll just have the straight up logo. Like, I'm pretty sure most stores have the logo, then the name beside it.
I mean, excuse me.
Like, Mark?
Blue and yellow, when you think about it, like, do you think of Walmart?
I would say so, because I can't really think of many, like,
any other logos that
have blue and yellow.
That's why I'm saying D at best.
D? I'd say B.
B?
B?
It's just an iconic.
How about we meet in the middle and go C?
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I would say meet in the middle and C.
I'll meet you in the middle, but I'm going to bump it up to B.
No, but he's using up to B. You put it up to B. Why'd you put it at B?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Bruh.
That's why I was like, okay. Wait.
I just heard Andre say put it up to B, and then my mind immediately went, I'll put it in B.
I cracked the whip around this, John.
Adidas.
Adidas.
Adidas. That's my wonderful logo.
That's how my family says in Italy.
Wonderful logo.
What is the...
I don't know.
Squares.
What's like a sandal? Have you ever seen one of those?
Is that what it's supposed to be?
That's what I imagine it to be.
That,
footwear
I
sandal.
I need to know what it's supposed to be now. See, I don't know what it's supposed to be. What?
But they're very iconic. He has a pair. Logo. They look like Vector shoes because they're orange.
All right. See, but I prefer Adidas's other logo where it's like the three leaves with like.
That's
the
probably why. That's what it is. It's just simplified. Let me see. Wait, let me see the other Adidas one.
They have three main product lines, and the logos are for each of them.
And they vary?
The performance logo, which is the three bars, is a mountain-shaped design used for athletic footwear and performance gear. It represents overcoming challenges and pushing limits.
Mm.
Yeah, kind of.
I
went to Planet Fitness yesterday.
I can see the mountain.
And the bar going up, because I did the Stairmaster. Yeah, it does.
Okay, I'm definitely going to say this wrong. Again. The trefoil. A flower-like emblem
truffle.
With three leaves, T-R-E-F-O-I-L. That's not truffle. Trefoil?
I don't know.
Put it
okay.
up, but
a flower-like emblem with three leaves symbolizing the company's global reach. North America, Europe, and Asia. It's an exclusive to the Adidas original lifestyle and retro fashion line. I would love to show it to you, but I'd also love to finish reading what it is first.
What's the end one? I've never seen
that end one.
Well, I'll tell you. In just
I've only seen like that one in
Stay tuned flat,
like
for
the
more.
Leaf kind of one.
I give it an A though.
The badge of sport, a simple circle with three curved stripes, one of the three bars used for Adidas sportswear, bringing the gap between the athletic performance and everyday casual wear. I ain't never seen that one in my life.
That yeah. one. If that would, oh my gosh, I can't stop yawning.
Circle if, F.
Yeah, no, if that, yeah, I would. I would have put it. I would have put the circle one to an F because.
Circle one, I would say E or F. Leaf one, I would say like B or
C. I'd say A or B. This one, I give it an A though. I give it an A.
Yeah.
It's very iconic.
Because now that you mentioned what it represents, I can see
but
it.
What I'm, but for the circle one, I'd give it an F mostly because it reminds me, it looks like Spotify.
Spotify's disco logo that's out right now.
Oh, for the 20-year anniversary.
Wait, did I do Adidas and hand it to you?
No, I did Adidas.
Yeah, he did Adidas.
What is that? Adobe.
Just like Adobe in general.
Yeah. Okay. Adobe.
I didn't even know it was a 3DA.
Why does this look different from all of your apps?
Like Photoshop and stuff?
Yeah.
No, well, it's very sharp to the point.
What was the point?
It's very sharp.
Yeah, I don't like how like the
sharp... everything else is rounded, but
yeah,
that
it's
is
rounded
sharp
out.
As all get out.
Correct, but what's the intention? Why does it? Everything's over here, and we're gonna take this one. We're gonna go over there. Why?
Head out of the box. I don't know. They just jumped out of the box.
Yeah, but it's not a different brand. It's the same brand. It's the parent of all the items. And for that reason, I would give this one.
See.
Personally, an E.
An E. Oh.
Yeah.
I guess I would too.
I like the
yeah.
creative cloud
I just,
logo
I
way
can't,
better.
Like I don't. I don't like this part. I don't like this part.
Me neither.
Like I know they're
have
trying to make
their
it
creative cloud
look.
Logo.
Their creative cloud logo, I like.
Me too.
I have not seen their creative cloud logo.
Oh,
I guarantee.
So it's in the top corner.
I was gonna say, I guarantee.
I just
you
smashed
have.
My Adam's apple on my on that. On the thing. I'm so sorry.
It's like all the colors for all the apps. It's the creative cloud.
Like, why not do that for, like, the Adobe?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't they do that with the A?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's why I'm saying E.
E.
You want to end
error.
That recording and then start it up again for me, please?
Oh, yeah. Error.
Yep, sorry. Hold on.
Bear with us. We're cheap.
We'll try.
We'll get better Jeez. With time.
We try.
On a budget, cost effective.
Airbnb.
One of our clients. I definitely see the A.
One of our clients actually partners with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
It gives me like.
No, that's just what the rentals are on. Yeah. Well, that's what the rentals are on. I'm sorry.
New app to come soon.
Yes, new app to come
soon.
Okay.
Good soup.
Yeah.
Airbnb is really good.
Sorry, time out. Soup for lunch? No, I'm kidding.
I can't.
Oh, that sucks. Womp womp. You ate a muffin.
I have 4 hours on the clock until my appointment. That's why. I can't eat anything for 4 hours until my appointment. So this is personal stuff. I'm so sorry, guys. But yeah, I can't.
I'm sorry. Better luck next time.
Shut up.
What are you looking at me for?
Okay.
All right, Airbnb.
Airbnb. Yeah, I know. Back to logos. Airbnb. It's good. I like it because it takes the location marker, like the arrow that you have usually on your maps or whatever.
Yeah.
And it simplifies it and then it makes it an A too.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it, but it's very rounded.
I also think
so.
It's supposed to be like a paper plane as you're traveling.
Or it's a heart.
Fuck
just because it's upside down.
I don't love corporations.
Where would you say put that?
What are you guys thinking? What are you guys thinking?
I'm thinking C. It's average. Like I like what they did. It's fine. It's great. I think they tried to combine too many ideas in one. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say C.
Shout out to Instagram to being the only person that's S tier so far.
So far, yeah.
S tier's hard to get to.
Yeah. Crumble.
I don't like it.
Cookies taste like wet kinetic sand.
I don't like it because I don't understand their logo. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Shout out
I don't know if he's, is he eating is he eating a box or is that his face and
that's
is that
his
a
face.
Mustache?
He's a chef.
That's his mustache.
He's smiling.
No, I'm. I'm saying I see.
So, okay, so it's a chef with a chef's hat. I think he's supposed to be looking over. I think looking over.
What does it look? Let me see it.
He's smiling, and then his chef's hat's also a cookie.
Is that his nose?
They got a bite out of it.
Is that his nose?
Want me to Google it again?
It's just very confusing.
Let me see it.
Is it before?
Here, let me just.
Is there an after?
No, that's just their straight up logo. They're used. They had an old. They had an older logo. They had a logo before this one. I forget what it looks like though.
Graphic bitten cookie. No, no. I can't find anything on it. I don't know.
I don't know. I would say put in like D, D. or E. D.
Yeah, I give it a D. Pause. I'm gonna stop saying that.
All right, next one.
Oh, Dell, that was really good.
Another blue logo.
But
that's all tech companies. I don't know why that's all tech companies besides and
blue stands Nvidia. For cool and intelligence and whatever, and all tech companies think they're smart as shit.
Okay, so what color of folder did you put blue with?
Math.
What'd you put it with?
I would say green.
Math is green for you?
I would say blue or green, but I never did the color folders.
Math is green for
green.
Me.
Green.
What color does what color blue, like if this was your blue, what
math.
What education?
What subject?
Yeah, would you put it in?
I don't know, honestly, because I never
red,
did it.
Science, yellow,
no.
History. Green, English,
red was
blue,
not science.
Math.
Red was not science.
Yes, it was.
No, blue is science. Blue is science. First of all, blue is science. Green is history because green is the earth. Green is the color of the earth.
Okay, so green could be science for biology and
nope,
plants and shit.
Nope.
And life
nope,
eternally.
Nope, blue is science for a reason.
Why? What's the reason?
Red is
yeah,
math.
What's the reason?
Red is math.
Why? Because it angers you?
No, cause yeah, I mean it was torturous, but I was really
down.
Good at it. I was really good at it.
I don't believe this.
Well, he wasn't good at it, so you see why.
I can do money math and time math. That's all that matters.
Well, I was really good at math. I was really good at history. History was. Did I say history was green?
Yeah. He doesn't even know
yeah,
his colors.
You said yeah, you said history was green.
Yeah, history was green. History was always green.
Orange.
Just
skip past the fact he didn't remember stuff.
Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange.
Yeah, orange was in there. I love orange.
No.
Yellow? Are you talking about yellow?
Yeah.
What'd you put yellow for?
Okay, I'm gonna say this one more time for you. Blue, math.
Okay.
Green was for English. Red was for science. And yellow was for history.
Why yeah, yellow for history?
That's what we were giving in Tyrone. We would hand out folders
me,
every year.
No, because I...
D.
Math, science.
Until you're getting a D because I don't like this combo.
What about English? What did you say for English? Green?
Yeah.
English was my issue. I think English was
bro,
orange. English was orange. English was orange.
This thing you're going to tell me is he used purple.
I did use purple.
Oh my
we did
God,
use purple.
For what?
Because we had more subjects in our school year. We had extracurriculars and stuff.
Oh, sure, for other stuff.
All right, we're getting on top. What did you put down?
I'm putting it at D. It literally looks like Intel in a different font, and they do the same fucking thing. Tell me
D.
I'm wrong. Look at that side by side.
No, you're fine. Go,
yeah,
put it in.
Wow, tech company. My shade of blue is a little bit lighter, and my font's a little different, and I put my E on my fucking corner.
And it's okay
wow,
to get off track. Okay, it's a podcast. It's not a YouTube video.
Well, yeah, but like I don't want
to YouTube
let's
video,
go. Get it? Lego.
Lego used to just be a toy store.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't have much to say about Lego.
Sorry.
It's memorable.
Not like back way back then, they used to just make like wooden toys. Like that's why they had their wooden duck
yeah,
Lego set.
$600 sets, $1,000 sets,
yes,
$20,000 sets.
I mean, if it's that, yeah. There's a minifig for about that much, probably. It's Mr. Gold, isn't it? He's like, he was in a pack.
I'm not.
Were you just counting those?
Yeah.
What do we have on there?
23.
Dang. So we're halfway through.
We're about.
Oh my God. Guys, shout out Rachel. Hey, Rachel, we're on the podcast and you're on speaker. What's up? Oh, actually, wait, Rachel. Okay, so we're ranking these.
Yeah, we're going
to
rank them.
Right? S to F. Where's logo? Where's Lego going?
I think it would be in a C category.
Why?
Why?
Put her closer to the mic.
I don't like the stroke on the Lego.
That's fair. It is a double stroke.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair.
Now, is it iconic, though? Okay.
Show what we have so far.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at what we have so far.
Okay, so we put Instagram at S tier, Target and Adidas at A, Nintendo, Chrome, Steam, Netflix at B, Canon, Nvidia, the InDesign, Walmart, Airbnb at C, PayPal, Intel, Dell, and Crumble at D, Ford, UPS, and Adobe at E, and then X, Facebook, and Staples at F.
Okay. I don't think Lego can get any better, though, than that.
Of course. I also put staples at the bottom because they took the staple out of the logo from typography.
I mean, you could put, like, two squares on the top to represent, like, a Lego piece.
Okay, well, we'll connect afterwards. We're going to keep ranking Lego, now.
Since it's so close, I think that...
Okay.
Okay, bye, Rachel. Bye. That was Rachel.
All right.
Do it in a seat. Okay. Here we go.
Bro, C's like middle of the board. Of course, it's gonna have the most things.
Yeah,
I love that logo.
What is it?
GameStop.
GameStop. I do like. Okay, so it says the game, separation. And then stop is the red. It has like a stop sign.
Yeah,
that's what I like.
What?
No way.
Red is a stop sign.
Sorry.
Yeah, like funny. My science folder. Anyways.
Yeah, like my math one. I don't know. There's so much red.
And blue. Red and blue.
I would say GameStop goes in like A or B. I don't know what they could change.
I'm fine with B. It's
memorable. You know what it is. It's good.
Yeah.
I don't know what they could change.
I can't stop yawning. Yeah. It's so bad.
That's fine. That's a quick one.
Okay.
You literally have the Adidas logo on your pants.
I do.
And you bitched at me about showing it to you.
Dude, let's cut that out.
It's right there.
Let's cut that piece of Adidas logo out and then put it on here.
This one is the best one. This one I would put in S tier. I'd put this in S tier. Because I put it above that one. I definitely put that above that one.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's very... What's nice about it is it's retro-y. It feels retro-y.
Yeah.
Just because of those lines at the bottom.
Yeah. Van.
It's your turn.
I thought I picked up GameStop.
No, I picked up GameStop.
Yeah, he picked up GameStop.
Vans is a good logo, too.
That is not Google's proper logo.
Let me see.
There's no white border and there's no gray box.
Okay, ignore the white border and gray box.
If I ignore those, honestly, I would put Google at A, and I only say that because A, Google Doodle. They actually change their logo up all the time. They
True.
Put effort in and actually have designers coming up with stuff for every day of the year.
Yeah, they have competitions.
I love it.
I was going to do that in
and you can see, and there's a way that you can see like still all the Google Doodles that they've done throughout the years.
Exactly. And I would put this above Chrome.
That's fair.
So
ignoring the white border and gray box.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just I think you just try to emphasize where like it being Google, so in the printing, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Or whatever image you found.
Photos, just put it up there.
That was an easy one.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to go again?
Yeah, because that one was boring. Oh my gosh, this is not even the right logo anymore either.
YouTube?
Yeah, it's words now.
It's actually...
You, and then I think the tube is in a...
No, it's...
In the thing.
No, it's not fully this, but it has a light hue to it, and it's all white. Like, it's right there.
Show me what's on the paper. Okay, tell me what's different.
It's not like there's no black border.
Okay, well, they probably just had it on black. He just pulled it.
The Instagram one has that. Okay. And we still put it S.
I guess that's true.
Honestly.
This is very iconic, though.
I would put YouTube at A.
But you can't go anything farther than this.
No.
You could probably add more to it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Insta, you can also add more to it, though, too.
What would you add to Instagram?
Yeah, literally, what would you add?
I don't know.
They have their font for Instagram whenever you go on the computer. They already have that. YouTube has theirs. It's you and then the tube. The tube's in the red thing.
So then why should, I feel like this should go in S tier. Because this, you, I don't think you can improve on this.
That's high praise.
They have awards that look like that. That yeah, the play are buttons. The exact. Yeah, exactly.
I'll never forget what they changed for the 100K and million plaque. It doesn't. It's not like a play button.
No, it's just a in a wall. Box. Yeah, so
it's like an. It's just like a straight up like square with the logo in it in the uh-huh. name.
Wait, they it's have like the a, silver, the gold, and the button.
Because they wanted you to frame
the button
them.
Is the diamond 10 mil. That 100 million is basically the diamond play button, but recolored. So like a black. It's like the it's like red dark. is a black, and then the play on there is red.
Yeah, it's a yeah.
Okay,
it's a reverse.
So I'm saying A. He's saying S. Be the tiebreaker.
I would say S, honestly.
Thank you.
This Sorry, one goes Instagram. Up there.
It's very.
You can't be the lone wolf at the top of the. Pack
it's very.
S plus.
It's just so iconic. It's very iconic.
Yeah, it's very iconic.
Okay. Amazon. Oh, Bezos. Oh, Bezos.
Amazon's a good logo.
I like Amazon. It's a smile. They did it in the box. They do it a couple different ways. I think that A.
Their shipping's good.
Standard. Yep. Baron ups.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is also.
We talked about this earlier.
Yeah, this is iconic. I mean, it's. People.
I'm going to say something crazy.
Huh.
And
you know what's even crazier though? If this goes in S tier, I would put a Google in S tier.
No,
I would not.
Okay,
Google's more popular than this.
Here's my four reasons.
Google's more used than this. Android's more used than this.
Okay, whether something is more used doesn't
still more popular.
Is better or not?
Have you seen Google's branding on their new phones?
Yeah, it's like
it's wonderful. They have privacy screens now.
Plus, when they made,
what kind of phone
they
have
built-in privacy screens they, that you just
let
put
me debunk
in.
Them. What kind of phone do you have right now?
It's an Apple.
Oh,
I didn't have a choice.
Oh.
Plus, I like how they, like back then, they made the Apple.
I smashed my old phone, and this is my sister's.
Well,
they made the Apple like a rainbow. I like when they did that.
See, here's my thing.
That was like in the 90s.
And
I have big feelings, and a
no, it was
reasons.
In the 80s. Have you seen? Did you see the first ever logo?
No, I haven't.
It's who's the scientist that had the apple drop on his head?
You ready for me?
Who's the man
who figured out gravity? Who discovered gravity?
Yeah, so it was the original app, the thing,
yeah.
Or it was the Garden of Eden they did at one point too because it was simply good.
Yeah,
I don't know. I would say also put it at S.
Here's my reasoning. Number one, okay, and this is where I think it's better than Google. Google used an initial, the letter G.
Yeah.
Apple. Made you take an apple and think tech, phone, computers, all of it. Not fruit, not organic, not nothing. This is tech.
Yeah.
Every
you should,
other
you
tech
should
company
have,
up
you should
here,
have Pitbull on there because, dude, he'll come up before the dog will.
That's how popular he got.
Like, every other tech company up here is just their name.
Or, like, in a brief, or, like, shortened,
besides,
too.
I would say the same thing
besides,
about Android.
Like, just besides Target, YouTube, Instagram, Chrome, Walmart. That's it. That's the only ones that don't. Oh, and Steam.
I personally would also say that goes in S.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because, I mean, like, it's what people prefer to use for, like, Adobe programs as well. People mm-hmm. prefer to use it on Mac.
Oh, and X. No, X has a letter in it.
All right. Who's next? Pick it up.
Me. What's that? Best Buy. Why is it on green?
I don't know why it's on green.
No, they have. They used to do green.
I'll be honest.
Horrible.
I mean, I see.
I don't love it.
I see what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it like a tag. It's like it's the Best Buy.
They also have like a Geek Squad logo
yeah,
now.
But I don't like the Best Buy logo. It's
my thing is they instead of just slapping it on a tag, they could have tried to integrate it somehow. And made it more interesting.
More with technology.
I think they had an old logo.
I wanted to.
Better.
So I was buying a capture card for my Switch 2.
That reminds me. This reminds me of a
discount store.
Resale store.
I was trying to buy a capture card for my Switch 2, and the guy who was at Best Buy led me to a capture card that was over $100. I went on Amazon and found one for like $10.
Yeah. So
Also, keep in mind that is their old logo. Their new logo isn't much better.
No, let me see.
What's the new one look like?
Yeah, it's just the tag on the side.
Yeah.
Like, there could have been a way to integrate it.
I would say put a, like, E.
Yeah.
Why
am I even saying
that? Dang. F is a hard ball right there.
Have you seen their prices?
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Okay, here we go. Here's Bic.
Bic.
Or did what you do say we
think? Average D. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's a little guy with a ballpoint.
Ballpoint pen.
Ballpoint everything. Head.
It's pen.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't even know if they have anything else. They probably have other office supplies, but all I know them for is a pen.
Yeah, that's what they have other office supplies.
I don't even know
supplies.
What Bic stands for. They don't do anything branding wise. They don't post.
Not yeah, post, just do like, D.
I would say D.
Just meh, Bic. Finna bicker about it. Get it. CNN.
Fake news.
Whoa.
It's all fake news.
Okay, we don't talk about politics on podcast.
Oh, no.
This Carl Azuz.
I'm saying
all
of it.
Oh, my God.
CNN 10. I loved that.
I'm saying it's all fake news.
Everything.
Fox, all of it.
I loved CNN 10.
I watched that in elementary school, and it was horrible.
What do you think? No.
It's okay. It's like the BBC.
It's like the what?
The BBC, the English version. It's like the English channel.
Yeah.
It's what it. That's what it is. It's called the BBC.
British, yeah.
It's the British, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, where
British Broadcasting Channel. That's what it's called.
I would say C or D.
I put it me personally. They could have done something way better. They could definitely improve it too.
Like, I don't know why there's a line going through the C.
No, look.
E. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, I would say E. There's nothing really to improve on it. But, well.
There's a lot to improve on it, but I think they could just come up with better ideas. Yeah. MTV. Is this their newest logo?
How many have they had?
They've had so many. Now, they're very creative with their logos. Because remember the one time they did just like the MTV was legitimately, the M was an actual box TV.
I'm looking them up.
And then the TV was spray painted onto the corner of the of the TV, which is pretty cool. And it's very iconic. Yeah, it's a very iconic logo.
That's a
lot. But they keep it 80s because this was very popular in the 80s and the 90s. So I like that they keep the color transition from the 80s and the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I feel like if they did try to change it, people would riot.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Probably.
Like what Cracker Barrel tried to do. They tried to change their logo.
Yes. And
people
then they
ripped
it back.
Into them.
Nobody wants.
Yes, they should.
Yeah. Cracker Barrel was perfect. It still is. So, but
I would say that goes in like A or B.
Yeah. I'd put it in B. Yeah.
You want to stop that and then start thinking?
Do, do,
I don't want to
do you have the time to listen to me whine?
Sega?
Yeah, have you ever?
No, I know. I wasn't expecting to see
Sonic.
It's the same. Okay, see, to me, this is the same thing as CNN, but blue.
Yeah. And the gradient. It's like, eh.
I think it should have been a little smoother.
It kind of looks like steel. That makes sense. Like a steel shard.
Yeah, we don't think that was their point.
No, I know, but that's what it reminds me of. D.
Really? Higher than CNN?
I'd put it, because it has gradient on it.
Gradient in the line.
Yeah.
I would say the gradient helps it stand
out.
There's
just too
more.
Much. Actually, no, E's a good one because there's a border onto it, too. They don't need the border.
Look at how far back he got, and the border's already almost gone.
No, I can still see it, though.
I know, but it doesn't feel intentional anymore.
Yeah, but still, you shouldn't have a border on it.
Yeah, I feel like the borders shouldn't be there, but I would say D or E. I'm fine with whatever.
I'll go with E.
Yeah, we'll go with
E.
It's
a cross between Ford and CNN.
Yeah.
Exactly what it is.
Oh, Red Bull. Red Bull is really good.
Red Bull gives you wings.
Now, there's two different logos to Red Bull.
Isn't there another one that has blue?
Yeah, there's that's a, yeah.
The
that is.
Oh, the, that's the can.
Well, no, it still has blue, but it's just one bowl. It's one bowl over the
right. Sun. Yeah.
The sunset. Because this is. Package, well, they have to. Well, like in F1, they have two teams. The one uses this one, this logo, and the other one uses the other logo. So there's the racing bulls, and then there's the Red Bull Racing Team.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think it's very iconic. I think by just looking, like if you just put the bull on there with the yellow circle around it, and you didn't have the logo or anything on it, like the Red Bull or
the other I would bull, say just like the bull.
It looks like
I would say the bull alone. I would recognize it.
I'd give it a B tier.
B.
Yeah, because if I gave it just the bull, I would be confused with Lamborghini alone because Lamborghini uses a bull for their cars.
A lot of Spanish brands too.
Yeah, so I'd give it either an A or a B, but
B. I'm good with I'd B. Give
it yeah, a I'm B. fine with B.
Oh well, you can just slap that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, is that Adobe?
Actually. Personal opinion, B, because he's an illustrator and I like Illustrator.
I like Illustrator better, yeah.
Okay, yeah. B. Personal opinions?
Not by much compared to the others.
Do you
want to
get
still...
another one since it was right, just yeah. Illustrator?
Another blue tech company that has a
what is it?
HP.
HP.
D. Actually, I'll go C because they actually did like something.
It was decent.
It's more unique compared to these ones. Because
if I put this next to Intel... And Dell, it's just another blue.
They
circle.
All use the same font.
Yeah.
They all use the same font. Yeah, Dell just uses all capitals. Intel uses the exact same font as HP. Facebook also uses the same font, which is crazy.
See?
I'd say C.
I'd I'm give fine it with a, that. I'd give it a, yeah.
I like that it's an emblem. You know, what does HP even stand for?
High horse product.
Power? Oh.
HP does stand for horsepower, but in vehicles. ESPN, too expensive ESPN. For my blood. ESPN. To watch it.
ESPN's actually been on my TikTok lately because that one girl from Ohio State is the mascot. That video.
I haven't seen it.
I don't know. Yeah, I
dude,
don't know what you're talking about.
Dude, such a good video. Shout out ESPN. ESPN.
I don't know.
Sorry,
I mean.
Guys.
Oh, is that Ohio State?
Because she graduated?
Oh, from Ohio State?
Yeah. She's been the mascot for the past how many years?
Oh, it's awesome.
Right? Wasn't that such a cool video?
Yeah. What's it like? I would do that. I would be a mascot. I would love to be a mascot.
I don't know. I thought it was a really cool transition video.
Oh, yeah. That's, I like that. I don't know. For ESPN to either, like, on their TikTok, they have just the E or... ESPN.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a
brand. Like, I think it's for their I think for their socials, they just have the
I put
E.
it in an A, personally.
I'd give you ESPN an A.
Yeah, I would say so.
I'm down for that.
It has the line through it like CNN and Sega, but it does it better.
Yes. A lot better.
I hate this logo. Wannabe Google.
What is it?
eBay?
eBay. It's wannabe Google. Look.
Oh, yeah.
But it just sells stuff. So it's like Facebook. If it took Facebook Marketplace and...
I don't know.
Do they have a different logo? I feel like the E was capital in eBay.
I said about Google.
I have eBay.
Hey, Google.
I have eBay. I can just look at it.
Nope. It is always.
No, it is the lowercase. Wow, that's.
Is that like a.
But
what
it's
is,
more
what's,
sharp.
What's that called? The
so
Mandela,
sharp.
Mandela effect.
Their
maybe.
Actual logo has a circle around it. So here's what I'm going to say. F for fraud. You know why? Colors of Google and the circle from Dell. Be so for real. You couldn't come up with anything better.
Does Google own eBay, or is it its own thing?
Those are iconic colors from Google, so.
Because yeah, I was gonna say if Google owns it, then it makes sense why it's those colors. But I don't think Google owns eBay.
Yeah.
No, eBay is not a Google company. They are entirely separate, independent
okay, I thought
corporations.
So. Yeah, I would say E or F.
Yeah, I'll put it there.
Go have fun with Elon and what's his name over at. Facebook.
Staples. Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah,
at Staples.
Yeah.
Because Staples just did
oh,
a downgrade.
Did I pull up eBay or did you?
No, you did.
Okay.
Pepsi, this was the best comeback ever.
That's taking not it from their current logo.
That is.
No, it yeah, ain't. It is.
No, it ain't. Y'all are wrong. Y'all think that's their current logo? When did they switch back to that?
Yeah, they did it for a while.
It was back when we were still in the CDC. Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
No, because they made the swooshier.
No.
Yes.
They full on went back to the 80s. This is the 80s logo.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't like it.
Like, look at their logo history. It's literally the same as the 80s can.
I won't lie. I didn't like their...
I have one at home.
I didn't like their new one at first, but it's grown
I
on
love
me.
It. I
it's
love
grown
it.
On,
yeah.
It's grown on to me. I'm a Diet Pepsi addict.
Okay, 2023.
So yeah, it was like... probably
that's the one that I remembered.
Which one are you
looking
at?
Yes, that's still an iconic one, but...
Yeah, that's an iconic one. That's...
You have really not had a Pepsi in that long.
Dude, I don't drink soda.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
I do occasionally. Let me not lie. Like, very occasionally. Do you remember their 1898 logo?
What did it look like? I feel like I know what you're talking about. I used to look at Pepsi a lot.
With the...
Oh my... Yeah, that one. Blue. I loved that one.
Oh.
Loved?
I loved how it was...
Yeah, no, they went back, so, like, they had...
I love their 1893 logo. Drink.
Yeah. From 1969 to 1991, they had that original Pepsi.
I don't know. I would say put that at like A or B.
Yeah, the comeback with this. Now it does have a border in it.
Does it?
This is the 1969 to 1971 logo. Just inside.
Let's just say it's the recent one.
It is. It is. I mean, it is a recent one. They changed their font a little bit, but.
I don't know. Like I said, I didn't like it at first, but it grew on me.
Yeah. So I
would say A or B.
I give it an A.
Yeah.
I'd say B.
I give it an A.
You're wild.
If it was like that, if
record
it,
show, I said B.
If it was that one, I would say definitely A or S.
Not S. No.
I don't know. I'm just
it's too complicated for a can.
I love Pepsi.
Pepsi's really good. I hate this. I don't know what that is.
Happier here. I'll talk about that one.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Happy Return is a UPS shipping company. It's basically another way you can ship out through UPS. But this is mainly clothing returns, like from Shein or just like any other clothing company.
Mr. Yuck did better.
Happy Return, so like it's a smile and the H.
Can you just go to Staples and do it?
What?
Can you go to Staples and return your stuff?
Yeah.
That's what you guys partner with? That's what Staples partners with?
Amazon.
Not you guys, I'm sorry. Not to include you to Staples, but...
Amazon, UPS, and Happy Returns, and Post Office. Those are the shipping ones we do.
So, I'd give it an F. I'd give it an F. If it does the same work as UPS.
Can I have that logo on a magnet? Hey, thanks.
Yeah. I don't like it.
It doesn't need a logo.
I don't like it. There was no point in making
I've never heard of them. I don't know what they are. The Mr. Yuck sticker stands out more, and that's not even really a logo.
And when you have, and when I've had people come in to do a return, they're like, what is Happy Returns?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Bye.
Like, there was no point to make a whole new company.
Bye.
If you can just use UPS or...
There was no point for UPS to make Happy Returns.
Yeah.
Bye.
Discord.
Iconic. It's literally like Android. I love it.
It's a virtual reality headset. That's what it reminds me of.
I would say S or A.
Not S. I wouldn't give it an S. I'd give it an A. Yeah.
An A is being gracious.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I think about it.
My qualm isn't their branding. It's with their company. I hate that you have to basically... They're pushing Nitro so hard.
Yeah, right? I've been
seeing that. They've been pushing Nitro a lot recently.
Yeah, dude. You can't even send a basic image. Mm-hmm.
We're in the final 10.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah. Guess so.
PlayStation.
Iconic. Love PlayStation.
There was two versions that I found. It was either it was either that one or like the solid color
the
one.
Solid blue.
So
yeah, I like that.
My issue with PlayStation was for the longest time, I never knew it was a P and an S.
Really?
Yeah, it's a P and then there's an S on the bottom. Yeah.
For the longest time, I didn't know that. Also, I knew... it feels like it's giving... GameCube, like the boo doo 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 doo, you know?
Because they own big GameCube?
But GameCube was also purple. Nintendo was GameCube.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Oh.
GameCube was purple. It wasn't like the rainbow.
Okay, yeah, Google, hello.
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I still think it's very iconic.
I would say B or C.
I give it an A.
I don't know, I'm thinking B.
I give it an A.
I mean, how about we meet in the middle with you and do B?
That's fine.
He's thinking C.
I like that logo, though. I wish I got it.
Let the record show Jude thinks it's an A.
I do.
That's nice.
New Balance.
I hate it.
You hate New Balance?
We're over an hour long.
That's fine. I hate it. Ain't shit about that. We'll talk about it.
I just don't know what it was trying to do. Like, I know New Balance kicks, like shoes. That's all I know.
Yeah, I don't like the N.
Give it a D.
If the N was solid, like a solid color instead of that, I would say maybe move it up to like a B or C.
I think they're trying to show motion, like the balance is.
Yeah, really fast, I think that's what they're trying to do.
Supposed to be the motion, but it just doesn't work.
But yeah, they didn't execute it too well. What'd you say, D?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I hate this.
Yeah, that doesn't even belong on this.
Put it on the other side.
I didn't know you could print something like that out.
Spotify.
Oh, that's very iconic.
I like Spotify.
I mean, I gave it the black just because they're
it is also it black. Is. Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I like the disco ball low key.
Is that what it's meant to be? Too.
Right now, it is.
Yeah. You didn't see the app update?
I don't even use Spotify.
It's a 20-year. Well, you.
I think you guys. Music. I think you guys forget. I don't listen to music.
You use Apple Music.
I don't.
But you don't use any.
Oh no.
They love disco ball right now.
I don't use Spotify. I don't listen to music. I listen to podcasts.
Weirdo. Hope you can hear us.
I don't know. I would say A. I like it.
I like it too.
The green is like, I would say the green is iconic for them.
Yeah.
Plus, they haven't really changed their logo much.
Yeah, it's on this.
Oh, so it looks like it's.
Yeah. Emitting sound.
I never knew that until now, so I'll put an A.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Yeah, I would say A as well.
Spotify's great. Sadly, it's great. Oh, Nike's so iconic.
S yeah.
It's
I would
the
say
best
S.
thing ever.
How much did the guy who made it pay for? How much was he paid
like
for?
57 bucks.
I know it was cheap.
Yeah, it wasn't expensive at all.
It wasn't expensive.
No.
Yeah,
it just goes to show you can afford any designer and you don't need to pay for AI.
Well, when they really shot,
but
it,
that was also
they started
that was
Michael Jordan's.
But they also made that like what back in like
$35 in 1975.
Exactly.
The biggest thing with their logo. Hold on. The biggest thing with their logo. I gotta hold it for a second. The biggest thing with their logo, the biggest up from whenever they started and from where they're at now, is the Michael Jordan shoe.
Oh yeah, I would say that helped.
$35 from 1971 today would be the equivalent of $287.80. So again, no AI for branding.
Yeah, I would say it goes.
Keep your stuff real, people. Simple works sometimes, y'all. Simple works.
Big bucks.
Yeah, I would say S.
Big bucks.
Hand it down.
Swoosh. Check mark. Whatever. Oh, my
God. Yeah, swoosh.
IKEA. Swedish flag.
Yeah.
Swedish company.
That's what I get. Yeah.
They got the colors.
It gets it. I give it an A. I give it an A for what it's. I don't give it an A for their products, but I give it an A for what they
I've
are.
I've never went to
my
IKEA.
My whole house is IKEA right now, and I love it.
I've never gone to IKEA. I've always wanted to go to IKEA, but there's.
Dude,
what's the nearest one here? Isn't it like
Pittsburgh?
It's take Legos and make it for
adults.
Adults.
Mm-hmm. But Legos are for adults, according to Lego adults.
I think in, like there are rules for IKEA
it's like
as
Disney,
well.
Disney adults.
In
my
IKEA,
gosh.
I think one of the rules is you're allowed to like test like the beds and everything. Mm-hmm. Like
IKEA was so smart when they built their store. First of all, it's a maze. You have to follow the arrows. You have to look at every single product they offer before you leave.
Right.
Secondly, by the time you're done
that's
walking
why there's like
through
an
the entire
NPC.
Maze, you're hungry and there's a food.
That's
court
why. That's why they made a SPC Foundation type. Like monsters that go into an IKEA.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And
it's like a horror thing.
And then when you leave IKEA, once you get past the checkout, they have candy bars and stuff from Sweden. So mm-hmm. it's like a checkout, like you just left the airport. Mm-hmm. So you want to get some more souvenirs on your way out, and you have to pull your card back out again and do a second transaction.
Yeah, the way they show their products
they're
is
so
smart.
I would walk through everything.
I've heard their food.
I would skip the lines.
I've heard their food is good as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have Swedish meatballs and stuff.
I wonder why.
You ever tried Swedish meatballs?
I wonder why there's Swedish meatballs.
Oh, I can see the next logo already.
Jude, you want to grab that one?
I love that
then?
Logo.
I don't like it.
You can tell he played a PlayStation growing up.
They did recently change their logo, but I printed those out before. Yeah. It's like a barely noticeable change, I'm pretty sure.
Xbox is good. I do like Xbox, and I have played on an Xbox. I played with an Xbox 360.
2019 to present? Nah.
I swear they changed it recently. The new CEO did something with the logo.
I don't know, but what I have an issue with is it's not really a box. It's not really a box. Now, I think it's more iconic for the middle button of their consoles, or of their controllers, not their consoles, but of their controllers. And the most annoying thing that I had was with an Xbox 360 is the red button of death.
Oh,
the
when your
death.
Software is screwed and you can't do anything.
Okay, but
else,
if you get the ring
just
of death,
throw, you have to throw
to
it
change.
Out.
They stopped making it flat. Now they made it like glass.
That's what they did. Yeah, that's what they did recently.
That looks cool as shit.
Where would you rank that one?
I rank the Xbox 360 logo better than that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Where would you rank that one, Andre?
I put this one at B, only because if you want a logo to last a really long time, it does need simplicity. And this is going to get overcomplicated. It's going to be a fad and it's going to disappear.
Yeah. What about that one? Where would you rank that one?
That one I'd probably put at A.
At A?
Put it at B.
No, I'd put it at B.
Whoever brought your side PlayStation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I would. I think they're both evenly matched.
I think they have the same issues.
Yeah. Just Xbox is iconic. The circle is iconic for the one thing.
Oh, this is going to be the last one.
Yeah.
Microsoft. Is Microsoft on my Google? Yes. That one's a yes, right?
It's another same four colors.
I know, but I'm pretty sure this one is owned. Or
Google, yes it is.
Is Microsoft owned by Google?
Google.
No.
What are they owned by?
Themselves.
Oh.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Well, I'll give Microsoft a handful of things. Number one, tech, computers. They didn't just do the blue. They stepped up from that.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, their logo is supposed to look like a window, because when you think like you're in your office, you're looking out the window.
Yeah, Microsoft Windows. Have you seen their it's the blue logo, and then they have the fade in, like so it looks like light shining in.
Right.
I think that one's really good. That one, if you had that one up there,
here,
put it A tier.
I was about to say, not S.
I'm just gonna scroll to there, so that way whenever we're
on. No, you're good.
No, love the window feel. Personally, though, again, I have an issue with them pulling Google's colors, so I would put it at C. But
yeah, I would say that.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, okay. And then the final logo.
Yo.
Mozilla Firefox.
A.
Why?
Firefox, I know not, and I know it's not popular, but it's so iconic for me.
I use Firefox.
It's so
actively?
It is so iconic for me. It is so iconic for me because I used this whenever I was in elementary school and we had, and it was so awesome though. Plus, like Firefox, it was so good.
They did go. It wasn't that logo before. It used to just.
It was
be
the
like,
world. It was like a world.
It used to just be like the colors, world. And then they went back to that.
Yeah, which I'm so happy that they went back to Fox.
People didn't like that
because they just did the tail.
S tier logo right there. Sorry.
What is it?
Well, this is an A tier logo. I put it in an A.
I would be fine putting it in B.
No, I put it in A.
I just think it's so complicated. Look at everything.
I don't. I think it's very simplistic.
Well, yeah, but like it has like a great.
Firefox, you can get from it so easily, though. Like, you understand it.
Okay, but hear me out. First of all, there's layers. There's three layers here. Then they have multiple gradients. It just feels complicated.
You could say that about Instagram.
Instagram is one gradient, no layers, with just a white emblem.
Still.
I mean, we have a gradient in S, we have a gradient in B. We could put it in A to have a gradient there as well.
That's what I'm saying. A is good.
I like
for
I like
the
colors.
Record show. I think
you
it's
are good
B.
for A. It's okay. We're good for A. It's good for A.
Okay, can we make a logo for Jude and slap him on the?
No, put it in A. Put it in A.
I'd be fine with
rock, paper, scissors.
That should never been. Oh, that should never been
rock,
printed.
Paper,
we
scissors.
Should have printed something out.
For the final one, how about your
winner gets
best
A.
out of three.
But.
Best out of three.
If you win, you get A. If I win, we get B.
Okay, best out of three. Okay. Damn.
He's big bad, y'all.
All right, so that is all of our logos. It's A. Here, how about this, dude?
It's A.
No, how about that? How about that?
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Is there any logos you want to change or finalize? Or do you want to keep this set in stone?
Yeah, move Firefox a little bit higher, because I don't think it's on the line fully. I don't think it's close enough to the line.
Is there anything you want to change here?
No, I think we did pretty good.
The logo's a pretty good set.
I would say move Crumble down, I'm not going to lie.
No, they really do have... Okay, I don't understand the logo, but they have great branding. Their cookies suck. To anyone who disagrees,
if
I'm so sorry. Their cookies suck. They sell them because they have great branding.
They're too sugary for me.
They taste like kinetic sand. It feels like kinetic sand.
Yeah.
It's wet sand.
I feel like these four down here stay.
Their pink is iconic. There's not a lot of logos.
I want to push Best Buy down.
Best Buy down to F?
It's just, it doesn't give what it's supposed to give.
Yeah, it
I
doesn't...
get like Ollie's, like
yes.
Discount store.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
I would
exactly
move it down to F.
Yeah, I don't get tech at all.
I can't remember what Ollie's was. I can remember like what Ollie's was. But yeah.
That one doesn't even deserve to be on there. So that is our official...
You know what's crazy? You left one very crucial logo out.
What?
Ours?
Yeah. Where would you put Cassis Media?
Where would we put Cassis Media?
Yeah.
Where did you put Cassis Media?
Wait. Hold on.
Oh, you're going to call her?
No, not Rachel. I'm going to call Paul.
Oh, okay.
Better call Saul, Paul. He better answer.
He's on a meeting or something. That'd be funny.
Is he going to ignore me? Hi, Mr. Casterly. Welcome to the Open Tabs podcast. So we phoned you in for a very specific reason. Okay. So we're ranking these logos. Where between F and S, honestly, would you put the Cassis Media logo?
Oh, gosh. F and S. Well, what's the ranking system?
S is the best. I'm sorry, you can't tell by where we put X in Instagram?
Do you want me to stand up and do head on?
I don't know. If I had to eliminate my bias...
Yeah.
So a lot of these are the favicon, like the icon part, not the whole logo.
Yeah.
A lot of these are the square versions of the logo, so I would have to say the little icon, like the circles with the red line around it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is subjective, of course. I'm going to say at least an A, you know.
Okay.
It's not a solid shape, but it definitely... Like Nike's is a swoosh. That doesn't tell you anything. Apple, it's a fruit, right? At least YouTube has like function to it.
Wait. Hold on. Let's talk about a handful of things.
I'm going to rip this mic off.
I know. With Apple, though, is it not iconic how they managed to take a fruit and apply it to tech, and now whenever you see it or see a physical fruit, all you can think of is phones?
I don't know what to tell you. Like Nike, I think is the best because it's literally you understand it.
Nike was a $35 logo from back in the 1900s. It's still a top chart logo that's barely been changed.
When it's that good and you still haven't changed it since that long ago, I think.
Okay. And if it was Paul the Penguin, the logo, where is he getting ranked?
There you go.
How about this? Where would you rank the Open Tabs podcast logo?
Yeah, where would you rank that one?
I give ours a B.
You know, I would say it's probably next to the Bic logo on that line.
It's a D.
Dang, that's pretty low. That's okay.
I don't know the designer that made that.
Okay, so let's say Casas, A, Open Times Podcast, B.
Yeah. Fun. Awesome. I mean, you're ranking it on subjective opinion. Oh, facts, yeah. We're full of them.
Cool.
Cool. Thanks for having me. Yeah, bye-bye.
Well, so anything else you want to finalize? I would say this is pretty solid.
Yeah.
I thought we'd have at least maybe more S, but I'm fine with how it is right now.
I can't believe Paul said that the Apple and Nike logo shouldn't be there. That's insane. It's crazy.
How about this, dude? Where would you
put... I'm surprised you don't have Coke. Pause. Coca-Cola on there. My bad.
Okay, Andre.
Okay, he doesn't have Fox either, but he has CNN.
Andre, where would you put the Casas and Open Times Podcast logo? Where would you put those?
Okay, so biased to keep my job, A. not biased. Honestly, Paul the Penguin's more of a mascot. I don't consider that a logo, so for me, that doesn't apply.
No, I'm. Whenever I think of Casas, I think of the circles.
Open Tabs, even though it's my own work, I definitely, like, looking back on it, could make some improvements. The whole point of it's to be like your tabs.
Well, like, listen, like, see, now this isn't the, like, the logo, it's not going to say podcast on it, it's just going to be Open Tabs.
Correct. So even if you nix.
Yeah, I think it looks
that's
good.
That's not going to work. Even if you nix just the that, top. I'm really
trying. Let's just say podcast isn't there.
I like it.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Busting my ass.
I give it a B.
And plus, when I put the logo in thumbnails, it doesn't have the word podcast. It just has Open Tabs.
Yeah, I'd give it a B.
I'd give it a B. It gets the point across. It's a little abstract. I think I always have room.
I give ours.
I like our red circles, actually.
I give ours an A. Because of how simple it is.
Well, keep in mind, we do the 360 marketing program, so a circle is 360.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's multiple circles because we do print.
We don't got no 180 on that. We don't got half circles.
Yeah.
Screw half circles.
Yeah, full circles.
We got full circles.
We have the red full circle, and then inside there's the four white circles because we do
print. All the way around, people. All the way around.
We do print. We do digital. We do social media. And then we also help you with some of your tech.
See? All the way around.
All the way around.
Circled.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about the
break? I don't think so. I think we did pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, that'll be it for us.
I'm just letting him run.
Yeah.
Run rampant.
Wing it.
Good wing.
This was me and Andre and Zane. That was good. I think we did pretty good on grading them. I think we had a good explanation
for each, and then we have.
I'm glad Paul got to discuss about why he, what about his S logos, like our why we put them up.
Yes,
so I was okay with that. But yeah, guys, that'll be it for today. Check us out on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and we'll see you next time on the Open Tabs.
Adios.
Bye bye.